This is CliffCentral.com.
This show contains adult content. If you find it offensive, please go to the CliffCentral.com website where there's a show for you.
Good morning to you here on The Unview, where we are the thin,
the rich,
and the fabulous. Yeah, we join you every single Thursday here on CliffCentral.com. It's good to be with you. The show is the entertainment show. It's the show that gets us thinking about what's happening all around the South Africa, around the globe. We speak to top stars. We do.
And also, if you have visitors from overseas or out of town, you can take them to one of these shows that we're going to talk about today.
Yeah, it's some wonderful things happening. I am really, really thrilled.
Why are you so thrilled? What are you holding, Al?
I'm holding something really big.
Sure. And is that a rare occurrence for you?
No. This is... I'm holding an actual Grammy Award in my hand. Have you held a Grammy before?
I haven't held one. I haven't earned it.
Would you like to hold
one? I'd love to hold one, yeah. Sure.
How cool is that?
That's weighty.
So we're in studio with a very special guest. He's a Grammy Award winner, SAMA Award winner. Vota Kellerman is our very special guest in studio. We're going to speak to him in a moment. We're also going to check
I remember him.
Yeah, of course. Yes, we're going to get to how you remember him in a second. Carolyn Stain, we'll chat to the 27-kilometer scarf with Carolyn Stain. We're going to chat to Chief Mandla Mandela, who is the head of the Madiba clan, about some of the plans that people are doing for his grandfather. We'll chat to him later in the show. We're going to chat to the wonderful Daniel Geddes, because this is the last week of Avenue Q, and we have a very special guest in studio. We'll chat to him. And then Daniel Richards, who's an actor from a show called Land X at Daphne's Place, the Auckland General Theatre on the Square. We'll talk to him about his new show. We're also going to talk about the Mandela Portrait. It's a jam show. It's a full show.
It's always a full show, Al.
It's nice and full.
I don't know where you find these people.
And how was your week? What did you do?
I just sat in an editing suite and edited my little hands off.
I know.
Yeah.
Well, it's quite a job.
Yeah, I have to wade out of the film that is collected on the floor. No, I'm joking. We digitize everything.
I was in Hartbeespoort this weekend.
That sounds lovely and relaxing.
Can I tell you something? It's actually an incredible place. Joburgers complain a lot. People in Johannesburg say there's nothing to do. You know, and the Cape Towns are so lucky, Cape Townians. And it was really bad. I don't know what that accent was. But if you go out there, they've got the most incredible little places, having little festivals, markets.
Have you been to a little place called French Toast?
No, but I think we're going to go this week.
There's an Eiffel Tower there.
Really?
It's a small Eiffel Tower, and there's a little bridge with locks on, just like the one that they recently pulled down in France.
Well, a very special person stays there, so I'll be there a lot. Let's leave it there.
Yeah, the French.
No, not the French. A person, one person. Oh,
sorry, I'm all Frenched out because I'm supporting France because I have money riding on France to win on Sunday. It's amazing how money makes you interested in sport. I wouldn't have cared at all otherwise.
Yeah, shame. England's out, Croatia's in. So it's Croatia, France, is it?
And it's so great that Croatia's in, because you know that something one of our other guests today, Carolyn Stain, is big into is crocheting.
Crocheting, yes, 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 of course, there's the signs, it's in the stars.
We learned last time we interviewed her that it's not knitting.
It's not crochet. Knitting.
Yes. And that's called nitpicking.
So I want to just say a big shout out to Hartbeespoort and the people of Cosmos, and I just think it's a great place to go. People go and it's so lovely. It's an hour from Joburg. It's nothing. Mm. It is nothing. If you live in Four Ways, it's even 25 minutes.
Also, the windmill sells some of the best and cheapest fruit and veg. Just saying.
Cool. So yeah. You know Hardy's?
Yeah, you can get like a kilogram of honey for nothing. Awesome.
Yeah, so it's a bunch of really special people had a good time there. And I'm actually back there again this weekend. So yes, the show's packed and it's good to be with you. My name is Alan Ford with the one and only Nathan Rowe. So we were very blessed, you know, because not only did he win a SAMA this year, but he's won quite a number of SAMAs actually. And then, of course, has been nominated for... 2 Grammy Awards, yeah. And one Grammy Award, which is so cool to win a Grammy Award. Isn't it the coolest thing ever? And there's an album out, and it's so important because I think a lot of today's show is a tribute to Madiba and to a big event that happens around South Africa and the world next week, and that is 67 Minutes. And of course, with 67 Minutes, by the way, very privileged next week to be going to see Barack Obama. He's coming to South Africa. Are you guys going?
Yes.
Are you going to be there?
Yeah.
Yeah, we're going to see. It's going to be quite cool.
That's
we're
going to
be hanging with President Barack Obama. Huh?
I'm not going to be going.
Why do you want to come?
No, well, you know, if it ain't Barack, don't fix it. I'm fine. I'm.
This acts bad.
Yeah, I wasn't invited. I don't want to be on your B list, Al. I know you have special How to Be a Sportanians to take. Yeah.
So, on that note, it's called Symphonic Soweto, a tribute to Nelson Mandela. And it's the Soweto Gospel Choir and Wouter Kellerman. And features people like Angelique Kidjo and other phenomenal singers throughout throughout Africa, actually.
Yeah.
And so I want to welcome our very special guest to the show, Grammy Award winner. It's so cool. Grammy Award winner, Wouter Kellerman. Yay!
Thanks, Alan. It's great to be here.
I have to ask you this question. I think it's, what is it when they say to you, and the Grammy goes to Wouter Kellerman. Hold on, I'm going to do it. And it goes to Wouter Kellerman. Here's your Grammy Award. What went through your head? I'd love to know what went through your head. What goes through anybody's head? That's the dream.
No, I was just thinking, oh, what am I going to say? Because you have to make a speech there in front of everybody. You know it's going to be recorded.
Yeah.
And you don't want to make a fool of yourself there in front of the world. And
had you not written anything down?
Actually, the previous night we were having a party. Sort of at the hotel where everybody's staying, and the guy that was the favorite to win came up to me, and we were having a drink together, and he was saying, are you ready for your speech? I said, no, I didn't prepare anything because we were just so happy to be nominated. It was a life's dream to, you know, come true to be nominated. He says, if I were you, I would prepare something. So I went back that about 2 a.m. that morning and wrote something. So the next day, I hadn't sort of memorized what I was going to say. So while we're waiting, and I was like trying to remember what I wanted to say, if, you know, in the very unlikely circumstance that I'd won. And everybody was coming up to me saying, good luck, good luck. And I couldn't focus, you know. So I just closed my eyes so nobody would come up to me, you know. So Darcy says, stop it, Wouter. People think you're praying.
Well, maybe those prayers came true because you won. Yeah.
And this is America and God is not allowed.
Actually, it's where the most God on stage because everyone thinks God. Of course, it's African-American people always thinking. It's at the award, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
So incredible. Then you go up on the stage, you give the speech, and now you're a Grammy Award winner and your life changes.
Yeah, it does. It doesn't necessarily because, you know, you still have you have the tools to make a change, basically. You know, you still have to market it and sell it and you know, push. But some people win a Grammy and they don't do anything and nothing ever happens. Mm. So, but it does give you the tools and we did push it and it's really made a huge difference to my life.
I spoke to a musician who's considered a legend in the South African music industry as a trumpet player. Mm. And he was telling me, he said, the worst thing about people calling you a legend is that people think that they can't afford to book you.
Yeah.
So I was wondering if you had something like that. If people are like, let's get Wouter Kellerman. Oh, no, he's won a Grammy now. He's either out of our budget or he's just too busy to even take our call.
Throw money at us. Throw money. We will take money. We don't care.
Yeah. Well, actually, we could put up our the fees significantly after that, and that made a big difference to me. And I didn't have to market as strongly as I did before. So that was, yeah. But I don't know, maybe some people were thinking that, and I just would like to tell them, please do give me a call, and I might be more negotiable than you think.
And then the cool thing about this album that you released with the Soweto Gospel Choir is that they've won, I think, 2 Grammys, actually.
Yeah, they won 2 Grammys.
They've got 2 Grammys. Yeah. So you look at this album, and of course, I've had the pleasure with Cliff Central performing a number of times on stage with him, with Gareth and at the Cliffmas Carols.
Oh, yes.
And so have you.
Yes, yeah. No, we did a Christmas show as well with them about 2 years ago. And sure, goosebumps there.
They're amazing. Yeah. They just, the spirit and even rehearsals. They don't treat rehearsals as a rehearsal. They treat a rehearsal as a piece of life that's incredibly valuable that we're enjoying right now.
Yeah.
And it's just such a special thing just to be in that with that energy. So I really loved working with them.
A flutist. I mean, it's so interesting.
Flautist.
Is it
well, yeah, the Americans say flutist and the English say flautist.
Well, we all know the Americans are wrong. They spell honor with no U.
So at the last SAMA Awards, I want to just tell everyone a little story. There was a very disappointed person You know, do you know that man that came up to you at the party before the night before the Grammys?
Yeah.
That said, I think you should write a speech.
Yeah.
He basically felt like that when you went and won on the stage.
Oh, yeah.
So this particular person is sitting next to me, and his name is is Nathan Rowe. And I said to Nathan, how did it go at the SAMAs? He's like, we didn't win. I said, who won? He said, vote to Kellerman. I said, okay, well, how do you feel? Like, I feel fine. How did you feel?
No, I really did feel fine. Look, I mean,
I
love puns. So I did come up with a few nicknames for you, like to Kellerman's pride, the flute of all evil, you know, things along those lines.
Yeah. He wasn't sad.
I wasn't sad.
He wasn't aggravated at all. He came up with puns.
That's my outlet.
Yeah, you know? Okay.
So you wanted to do something with the... With
yeah, I wanted to test your musical prowess here.
Oh, okay.
Oh, no.
you do read music, right?
Yes, I do. Okay.
Well, you read really badly handwritten music.
Probably.
I don't know how accurate this
he
is.
He actually wrote this.
I wrote it down this morning. I wanted to sing a little song about my Grammy Award that I hope is coming one day.
Oh, okay.
Okay. What's
he's like looking at the music and he can already kind of hear what it is, I think. Do you know what it is? Do you recognize it? I'm gonna. There's a spoken word thing over this.
Oh, do you want me to play this?
Can you?
Yeah.
Yeah, please. That'd be great.
I want the tempo.
Okay, so we're looking at about 70 BPM. So,
1, 2, 3, 4, 1, 2.
Your call is important to us. Please hold. Maybe you'll get a Grammy or a SAMA next year. Beautiful. Wow. I can't believe that worked.
Basically, that is the music from the Yellow Pages when you're holding on the line.
Yes, yeah. Well, really? A lot of companies use it as hold music.
As hold, then yeah. Hold music. So I'd like to thank the Grammy Award winner, Vota Kellerman, for playing our
hold music.
That should become the
hold. The hold music for the people, like for Telkom. Please wait. Your call will be answered in a moment. Thank you for doing that for us.
Yeah, maybe I can use that and I can get some royalties.
Please. Yeah, there you go. Yeah. Brilliant.
So on that note, what I think would be really, really cool before we open up the show is for you to play a lovely piece for us.
Yes, I wrote this piece for Nelson Mandela, trying to paint his life with the colors of the flute.
Mm-hmm.
So it starts off with him growing up in his rural Transkei, where he's very close to nature and spent some time herding cattle. When I was writing the song, I was thinking about him sitting by his cattle listening to the beautiful sounds of nature, which even then must have been tinged with a touch of sadness, showing what was to come in his life. And in the next section, he moves to the city, and the peacefulness of nature makes space for the hustle and bustle of city life. I have a third section, but I'm not going to play that today because it'll be too long, so I'll just play the first two sections for you.
Okay, and the song is called?
The Long Road.
The Long Road. Yeah, ladies and gentlemen,
a picture of his life.
Grammy Award winner, SAMA Award winner, Vota Kellerman, with a tribute to Nelson Mandela, A Long Road. Thank you. Wow. And that song was nominated for a Grammy Award as well.
Yeah, that was part of the last album, Love Language, and was nominated.
And seven psalms.
Well, yeah, that's a total amount of psalms that we've managed to...
How cool is that song?
No, very cool.
My very special guest in studio, our special guest, should I say, is Wouter Kellerman. Now, on that note, I want to quickly go to the lines to check into possibly one of the most... I mean, this woman has done so much work for charity, so much work for people that are cold in winter. Carolyn Stain, welcome to the show. Of course, Carolyn is the founder of 67 Blankets. She's also the producer of Mandela's Gun, which did phenomenally well in the US. And, of course, 27 Kilometer Scarf. Carolyn, welcome to the show.
Hello, Alan. Thank you so much.
Nathan said this earlier. You must be thrilled.
I am.
Well, because... crocheting one last night.
No, you know, today is a very, very special day because we are brightening up our country today. All around South Africa at 3 o'clock this afternoon, there will be pockets of beauty, scarves hanging around trees, on lampposts, around railings, scarves made with love, with a little love note saying, if you are lost, I am not lost. If you are cold and need me, please take me. Love, 67 blankets. Kiss, kiss, kiss.
And so really, where will it be hanging? Where is it going to be? Where are they going to be?
Just all over South Africa, in Cape Town, Durban, Johannesburg, in various spots all around Johannesburg.
And people can just take a scarf.
Yeah. So people walking home from work or from school will stumble upon this wonderful winter wonderland of color. So hanging on trees with these beautiful, beautiful scarves that have been made with love by our 67 blankets family members, our Litwit from Madiba. So then people are very curious. They go up to the scarves and they look, and they can't believe their luck because there's a note saying, please take me if you are cold.
I went up.
So that is awesome. At 3 o'clock this afternoon, all around South Africa, pockets of beautiful colour, little winter wonderland.
I love that, Carolyn. I think it's so cool to be able to,
to interrupt. This is a prelude to our big, big event, which is happening on July 29th at the Mandela Capture Site in Howick. You know, there's that beautiful, beautiful sculpture of Mandela. Mm. So around that sculpture of Mandela will be, and I'm crossing my fingers as I speak, 27 kilometers of scarf. So that's thousands and thousands and thousands and thousands of scarves. So with the help of Stutterfoot Van Line, today, these particular scarves that will qualify for our Guinness World Record, they need to be crocheted with a particular size hook, et cetera, et cetera. Stutterfoot Van Line are all around the country, to and fro, picking up these scarves to bring them to 67 Blankets headquarters, which is our garage.
And then it is a Stain City garage. It's a big garage, it's not a little garage.
Yeah, we label them, we measure them, we sew 10 together at a stretch, and then we go down with the scarves for this big event happening on July 29th at the Capture Site in Howick. And it's going to be magnificent. We've got Timothy Malloy singing, Ella Greeny, my niece, is a little rock star. And it's going to be just incredible. Helicopter from MCC Aviation, drones. We're going to have pigeons flying all over the show. It's going to be, there's another celebration for Madiba's centenary year. You know, we kick-started the celebrations on April 24th at Zondervotte Prison with the largest portrait blanket the world has ever seen. which was documented by a satellite.
Well,
I think we discussed this.
I think it's going to be incredible. We're going to pop along. We're going to come with.
Good.
We're going to get out. We're going to come along.
Carolyn, I've got a great idea for another venue for next year. Grootneck. There's a small little town called Grootneck. And I think that for 27 meters of scarf.
Oh, he thinks he's so funny.
Would be amazing.
Carolyn, I know that people can go to your Facebook page, and throughout the year you're looking for help and things to do. So please get a hold of Carolyn Stain and 67 Blankets. Congratulations. We'll see you on the 29th. And please, if you see a scarf, if you are very warm, leave it for somebody else.
Absolutely.
And if you've
got a scarf around your neck and you've got plenty at home, why don't you just pop it on a tree?
I'm popping mine on the tree. Here's mine with me right now. That's done. done. Everyone popping a scarf on a tree.
Yeah, and if 27 kilometers of scarves is a lot of scarves, so I'd like to challenge other musicians. We've done 10 scarves between me and Tulsi, my friend and manager.
Oh, that's so.
Voters, yes.
Hi, Carolyn.
Listen, Alan, do you know that Voter is a champion table tennis player?
I didn't know that. No, we can talk about it.
Yes.
A champion.
Voter, when are you coming to play table tennis?
I'm waiting for you to train up a little bit so I can get some competition.
Ooh.
Them be fighting words.
This table ain't big enough for the both of us.
Carolyn, we cannot wait. Firstly, are you going to pop? Are you going to be there on the 29th?
No, I'll be in the US at that time.
But
I've already asked Voter, but you know he travels all over the show. It's very difficult to pin him down.
So Carolyn, we love it. Thank you very much for all the work that you do, and we will see you on the 29th.
Fantastic. Thank you, Alan.
The one and only Carolyn Stain. I wanted to catch that. It is so cool that you guys are like mates. Look, I knew that you were friends, but I mean, that's so cool. Eh?
Yeah, we play table tennis every now and then. I go over there.
I take it you beat her as well.
Yeah, I do. I actually used to be a top league table tennis player at when I was younger and at university. And so it's a bit unfair, you know. I've got a bit of an extra advantage there. But Carolyn is a great table tennis player. She's and very focused and concentrated. So we have a lot of fun.
Where did your love for this particular instrument begin?
The ping pong paddle.
No, man, not the ping pong paddle. The flute. Flute, you fool.
Sorry, you can't just change direction like that, Al. It's confusing.
Sports equipment and instrument are two different things.
Well, I don't know. To some, a ping pong paddle is an instrument of doom.
Yeah, and it's also an art.
But I
started playing when I was 10 years old. My parents took me to a symphony concert, and they asked me which instrument I'd like to play, and I liked the idea of expressing myself through breath, like in singing or talking. So I started taking lessons, and I absolutely loved it from the first day. And I could, the first day after my first lesson, I went home and practiced for 3 hours, and I just couldn't stop doing it. And so, when I left school, I wanted to study music, but I didn't have money to go study. But I could get a bursary because my other talent is mathematics. So I got a bursary to study engineering,
sure.
which I did. I studied engineering, and once I got into the engineering, it was really hard to give up the financial resources because I had a young family, started a young family, and I had to look after them. And it was really hard. I tried to make the swap over to music, and it was, I'd last 6 months, and then my money would run out, and I'd go back to engineering. I'd spent about 20 years trying that.
when did that change? When did it change from becoming a hobby that you wanted to make work to working?
That happened... I finally succeeded in making the change in 2006, and then I worked at up to that time I had played mostly classical music, and I made the change, which I've always wanted to cross over into world and roots music, and released my first album, and it's just been a roller coaster from there. And it's, I waited for a long time to be able to do that. I was obsessively playing music while I was working before that, but to do it full time and to be able to travel, having kids as well didn't allow me to travel. And once they grew up, And I finally just followed my passion.
Yeah.
And very interesting, the album that you wrote, Winds of Samsara.
Yeah.
While this has a very African, that is yeah. a very Indian. Asian Indian feel.
Yes, that was a collaboration with my friend Ricky Kej, producer from Bangalore, India.
Mm. That's the one you won the Grammy for.
Yeah, that's right. And we just met each other online, actually.
Really?
Yeah. I heard one of his songs. He had heard of my song. We were both part of the Grammy process. And they've got sort of, you know, as part of the Grammy process, people send each other their music. So that you can consider it, because I'm a Grammy voting member. And so I was listening to his music and he was listening to my music. We both loved each other's music. And then we started talking and started working together, because Mahatma Gandhi and Nelson Mandela had a lot in common.
Yes.
Mahatma Gandhi spent 20 years of his life in South Africa.
Yeah.
We realized there was this link between South Africa and India through Mahatma Gandhi and Nelson Mandela. And I wrote a song for Madiba. He wrote a song for Mahatma Gandhi. And we played on each other's songs, and from those two songs the album got started.
So yeah, which I think is sure we're going to get rid of that song in a moment. This is the Unview on cliffcentral.com. It's good to be with you. Our very special guest in studio, voter Kellerman, Grammy Award winner and Psalm Award winner, Nathan. Very quickly, just want to quickly pop over to a great show that's happening at Daphne's place. It's called Land X, and on the line we've got the star of the show, the star of Land X, Daniel Richards. Daniel, welcome to the Unview.
Good morning. How are you?
Brilliant, brilliant, brilliant. And I mean, you opened last night. I believe there've been rave reviews. Yeah. So we got the Grammy Award winner, voter Kellerman, in studio, by the way.
We were there last night.
And he was there last night.
Yeah, I was there.
Good evening.
It was mind-blowingly good. I have no words to describe it. It was just a fantastic, amazing event, and I would recommend everybody to go to this. It was funny. It was deep. It was Daniel's just an amazing actor and versatile, and it just moved me.
Well, it's starring Daniel Richards. It's written by Mike van Graan and it's directed by Rob van Vuren, which is quite a lineup. I mean, of people that they're going to put something together. Yeah. But for our listeners, what is Land X all about?
Well, Land X offers a perspective on the contentious issue of land in South Africa at the moment. It has a piece for everyone. So I think that, you know, land is a very serious topic, and we deal with it in a very light and comedic way. So people need to come and laugh and kind of have a thought-provoking comedy presented to them.
So you are a great guitar player and a singer.
I am.
And so
according to your bio. Yeah.
And you use it in the production.
Yes. We weave through different sketches with music, guitar playing, different accents and characters. So you will be entertained.
Okay, so we do this to everybody, especially at 9:30 in the morning. We made voter do it. We're going to do it in a moment with Daniel Geddes from Avenue Q. Can you sing a song for us? Or, two lines.
Two lines. Voter, what did you like to hear?
There's something from the play last night.
Yeah. Yeah.
Old MacDonald had a
you
farm.
You choose. Yeah, that's part of it.
I know.
Yeah. So you choose whatever you want, Daniel. Everything was amazing.
Okay, cool. Let's see. A song.
Songs do you sing in the show?
I sing a song, A Rip Off of Wonderful World.
Rip It Off.
Man.
Or the other possibility is you can just do one of his accents. He's amazing. Okay.
Well, you do what you want to do.
While I'm thinking about it, mate, let me just talk in my Australian accent real quick. Let's see. A Wonderful World.
Why don't you sing us Waltzing Matilda?
KwaZulu, the open Karoo, luscious Limpopo, please not Limpu. And I sing to myself, what a beautiful world. I think that's pretty
good. That was just great. I love that. Yeah. That's great at 9:00 in the morning. Daniel Richards, the show is happening at Daphne's Place. I love saying Daphne's Place, but it's the Orton General Theatre of the Square. The world is so connected because Carolyn is part of the sponsorship of
exactly.
that. And it's from the 10th to the 28th of July. It's hysterical comedy. People are really raving about it. Look at some of the articles that came out. about it, and people really think it's fantastic. We look forward to seeing it.
Wonderful.
Daniel, yeah, congratulations, and we're going to get you in studio soon, but let's get you in the next couple of weeks. Let's play with you.
Please, let's do. Let's have some fun.
I love playing.
We sure do.
We should do, mate.
20 characters.
Okay, I can't wait. Daniel, you're going to come into studio. Actually, maybe we'll be dead because Jonathan Rocksmith comes in next week. We should get Daniel and Jonathan in together.
Wow, we can have an accent off.
We could be so much fun.
We did West Side together, so we can do something.
Book it in your diary. You're in studio with us next week. Thank you very much. Daniel Richards, the show is called Land Axe. It runs from the 10th, which was yesterday, of July, until the 28th at Orton General Theatre on the Square. Thanks, Dan, for joining us.
Well, thank you for having me.
That is so cool. It's excellent. Yeah. On that note, Voto, we're going to come back to this, but we've got Daniel.
Another Daniel.
Daniel's become like our regular in studio. I love having a regular pop in. He just pops in with a puppet. Oh, and so, firstly, Daniel, welcome.
Thank you for having me.
How long has the run been? 10 weeks now?
10 weeks, yeah. End of this week, it's 10 weeks.
10 weeks of doing Avenue Q.
10 glorious weeks.
People are going crazy for it. People didn't see it once. They went back and they saw it twice.
We've had people see it 6, 7, 8 times.
Because it is that good. You have to get it. So I'm telling you now, and take my advice, this show will leave the stage on Sunday.
It leaves on Sunday. And if you miss it,
you really are missing out. Yeah, I'm telling you now, you must listen to me clearly. You've got to see the show. It is absolutely brilliant. So who popped into studio today?
Oh, well, normally we have Trekkie Monster to visit us, but we've got another different orange friend here today.
So, hey, guys. My name's Nikki. Oh, it's good to finally be on the show, Alan. I'm not going to lie. I was feeling a little left out. Everyone likes the porn guy.
The porn guy.
Okay. Yeah.
So I was thinking, Nikki, and firstly, I love Nikki because Nikki... Because we're talking about an interesting thing. Nikki lives with his friend, and then they have a bit of a fallout, and then Nikki lands up on the streets.
Yeah, I end up homeless.
Homeless.
Can you believe it, voter?
No, I can't believe that. I mean, it's just so sad.
And it is sad. And I've got to tell you, he sings quite a nice song. What's the song that we sing for the homeless?
Oh, help the homeless. Oh, when you help others. We call it the money song.
Okay, so you're going to have to do a bit of that for us. Okay?
Oh, mercy. Okay.
Mercy. Okay.
Yeah. I'm going to join Daniel with the songs early in the morning.
Okay.
Just the chorus or?
Yes. When you help others. The song is called When You Help Others. Please, this week is an important week. It would be Madiba's 100th birthday.
Oh, yeah.
Can you incorporate scarves into your song?
I can certainly. Okay.
And so this song is about When You Help Others from Avenue Q. Take it away, Nikki and Daniel Geddes.
Woohoo! When you help others, you can't help helping yourself. When you help others, you can't help helping yourself. Every time you do good deeds, you're also serving your own needs like a scarf. When you help others, you can't help helping yourself.
That is so cool.
It's my favorite thing about Avenue Q, the truth in their song.
Hi, we have a puppet and a Grammy Award winner in studio. That is so cool.
We should get a collab.
Yes. Ooh. We need a collab. Hold on. We need a collab. Okay. Have you prepped a collab? Okay. Do you know what we're doing?
I'm just giving them a beat.
You know who it is. It's McNicholas with my main man, Voter. Carolyn Stain is dropping the game. She's bringing scarves to make it in Harv's. It's Mandela Day, so we gonna celebrate. Oh yeah, I play the game to calibrate my senses, getting in the zone, spending my days having a jam with scone. Oh, I'm rocking it loud. I'm orange, I'm proud. Yeah, voting my man with a Grammy Award. Yeah, he's there with his fruity sword. He's making them tracks, he's dropping them beats. Yeah, I want some eats. It's early in the morning and I'm really hungry, but everyone around me is looking a little angry. So hang your scarf on a tree today, so everyone can, hey, say, have a good day.
Yeah.
Yeah. If you can't handle the heat, yeah, you better call your mommy.
That's right.
Or your mammy.
Or your mammy.
Voter Kellerman sitting right here with the Grammy.
Oh. My main man, Nathan Rowe. Oh.
That was awesome. Yeah,
I
wow.
Tell you, wow. Rapping as a puppet is interesting. Your mouth just starts to snap like.
Does it help you come up with lyrics? Not really.
Oh, I tell you. You know, I always think to myself, does the show get any better? Or can it get any weirder?
Can I just say, we now have a Grammy Award winner collabing with a Tony Award winner.
Yeah.
Not you, Dan. I'm talking about
the puppet. Nicky, yeah, no, Nicky. Dan's pretty irrelevant in the whole grand scheme.
He just holds you up, basically.
Yeah, pretty much. Yeah. I feel like he's constantly got his hand up my ass, pulling me back.
Daniel Geddes is like Stephen Hawking's chair, basically. It's just a tool.
This show. Shaman, Voter, did you think you were going to get into this today? Voter thought he's going to come for such a nice, like a nice, normal interview.
Yeah. So wrong. So wrong.
This is, guys, you guys are really cool. This is what I love that, by the way. Brilliant. Daniel, just coming back to the show.
Yes.
It's been full and rocking and happening.
Yeah,
and
it's been such a blast. Audiences have loved it, and it's like there's a bit of a party vibe.
Are you going to miss this? It's 10 time. Weeks, and it's long.
It has been long, but it's been such a wonderful cast. I know you've had all sorts and bunches of us in here, but we've had such an incredible time doing it together. We're gonna miss each other. We're gonna miss the show. We're gonna miss the puppets.
Yeah,
they become a part of the family. They're sort of their own. We can't do the voices without them because it feels weird. It's like, oh, you're cheating on me. You know. it's been such a ride.
And where do you go to from here?
I am directing a show at the National Children's Theatre.
We love with this. Keith and them,
No, Parktown, the one in Parktown.
Oh, yeah, sorry, yes, I get confused. And what's the show?
Charlotte's Web.
I love Charlotte's Web.
Yeah.
I watched it the other day on TV.
Really?
I always cry on that. I love Julia Roberts and Oprah's in it. It's Oprah and Julia and it's beautiful.
That book did a lot for Spiders PR. I mean, most people hate spiders. Yeah. But you watch that movie and you kind of cry a little bit.
Of course you cry in that movie.
Yeah.
How can you? Oh, when the spider dies.
Have you read the book?
Of course I've read the book.
No, the book is...
Charlotte's Web. We wouldn't read Charlotte's Web. I mean, it's... And it teaches you compassion for animals and about making your dreams come true. There's so many things.
Respect for pork products.
Such...
This is all the things the kids can learn.
This is how it goes. So, Voda, I wanted to come to one of the symphonic Soweto, one of the tribute songs that you did here for with Angelique Kidjo. I'd love to play. Okay, Nathan's in charge of the music.
Well, I just figured because we've been talking about 67 Blankets, there's such a relevant song on this album. Can I play?
Go for it.
This is CliffCentral.com.
Kind of wish that was our national anthem sometimes.
Well, I must tell you, I just spoke to him right now because I ran out the studio. Chief Manda Mandela, the Madiba, the head of the Madiba clan, will be joining us on the line in about 10 minutes' time. He's just in a meeting. But so we're going to talk to him in a moment. I actually just spoke to him right now, which is great because we've got like the Madiba. I must say... worked very closely with both Nathan and I is Bianca van Veenhardt, who is a very, is the production manager for Alan Ford Productions and a lot of the stuff that we do together, Nate. And Bianca came in because you created something quite beautiful for Madiba. Tell us all about it. Welcome to the show.
Thank you, Alan. I'm involved with a children's home in Kempton Park. Mm-hmm. And we met with a wonderful fashion designer, Lungi Sokulu, who makes products out of woven newspaper. And she's made this beautiful portrait of Nelson Mandela out of newspaper that's been woven. So what Lungi normally does is she makes a range of beautiful fashion accessories, handbags, all kinds of things, wearable, so news worth wearing. And she made this portrait to help our children's home in terms of raising some funds.
What's the name of the children's home?
It's called Sipumelele, and it's been going for 14 years in Kempton Park. One of the biggest challenges is creating learnerships and work for young kids leaving the welfare system. And so a lot of the buttons that you see there have actually been made by the young adults as they're trying to find work. So the Lungi uses a training program to kind of eventually get components for her business coming in. So the kids have helped. Well, when I say kids, then we're not doing child labor, but the young adults are learning a skill and hopefully eventually can become part of an internship and apprenticeship with her. So,
well, I've got to tell you something. So the reason we got you in is because, of course, we want to try to raise funds. I know that you said just recently that the electricity has been turned off, and they don't have electricity and it's winter.
Absolutely.
It's a children's home that doesn't have electricity. Wow. Guys, the world has gone mad. Yeah. A children's home doesn't have electricity. I mean, Eskom, really? Yeah. Really, you can't help a children's home? I mean, and so they're sitting in the dark. And
we know that Mandela didn't want the children to suffer. And it's one of those things where winter, it's particularly hard. And fundraising is hard. You know, times are tough. Yeah. So we're hoping that somewhere there's a boardroom out there or an office that needs a showstopper piece that you can talk to when you have it in your boardroom and that can contribute towards settling our electricity bill.
Okay. Which is quite simple. How we need to turn on our electricity. Isn't that crazy? Isn't that crazy? Voter did something really special. He signed this CD that goes with it. So whoever you manage to sell it to, and this is so cool because this shows a dedication to 100 years of Madiba, and it's a dedication and to have people like Chief Mandela on the line, and who we'll chat to in a second, and to have all these very special people around us. So take this with you.
Thank you so much.
And let's rock and roll. Let's sell this piece, okay?
Thank you.
How do we bid? What are you going to do with it?
So I don't know what's the easiest.
Why don't we do the following? Why don't we do the following next week? Why don't we, you and myself and Nathan, because this is a cool idea, I think, on next week Wednesday, spend some time and try and do raffles, and then we'll raffle it off. Do you know what I'm saying? Sell tickets. Let's go and sell tickets for it.
Or you could do an online Facebook auction.
We can do that as well.
Awesome. That was a big.
That would be awesome.
We can do anything we want to do.
Thank you so much.
Where can people get a hold of you if they want to buy this piece? It's beautiful. So we'll post it online, by the way.
Okay, fantastic. We'll give you our Facebook pages.
What is it?
So we've got Headlines, which is Lungi, the designer who makes the stuff. And then we have a Facebook page for the Learning Center where we do train the young people coming from the welfare, from the orphanage. And our Sipumelele Facebook page, unfortunately, is very flat because we just haven't had good news to share for a long time. So, I'll put my number on your page as well, Alan, if you want to get hold of me.
We'll get a hold of Bianca. Others get a hold of us. Or go to, it's called Headlines, Facebook page.
Yes, okay, Headlines, News Worth Wearing.
But we're going to walk around and try and move this next week.
Beautiful. It's stunning. Stunning. It'll be beautiful in a boardroom.
It's beautiful. Yeah. Yeah. And it's newspaper. Woven,
really?
Absolutely. So what's amazing is that we've, one of the many hats that I wear, mm-hmm. I've been trying to help Lungi develop the brand, and we just love the fact that it's news worth wearing. So in this case, it would be news worth sharing, you know. So,
so on the table, we've got the flute, we've got the beautiful painting, portrait. We've got a Grammy Award, and voter, please hand this to Bianca because it's signed by voter. So that you can.
Thank you so much.
Takes it gets Grammy Award and Voter Kellerman's Madiba album, which I think is so super cool.
Yeah.
Life is cool.
The album doesn't, however, feature the rap that you heard earlier on the show. Dan Getty's Nicky.
They'll go into the next one.
Now, on that note, because we've been having a lot of fun with this flute, what is your favorite song to play on it?
On the flute?
Yes.
Oh, I have too many to even choose. It's like children. You can't say.
Here's the thing. What was the first song you learned to play properly on it at the age of 10 years old? Do you remember? One of the first.
No, but Somewhere Over the Rainbow, I remember being a...
Okay, Somewhere Over the Rainbow. We're talking about hope. We're talking about beautiful things. The rain is in Cape Town, which is good. Okay, the dams are filling. We're thinking of dreams and Oz. And so, on that note, please play us Somewhere Over the Rainbow. Ladies and gentlemen, you see the show just goes crazy, eh? Who does this? Yeah.
Sure. Stunning.
If happy little bluebirds fly. What is
it about that song? I mean, remember there was that Hawaiian guy that did the version on the ukulele, and it was so beautiful as well. It's like all that song needs some reverb, and
if you think about it, that was sung in, obviously, with The Wizard of Oz by...
Judy Garland.
Yeah. By the way, this quick question for $100 to your charity. If you can name her... do you know her full name? What was her real name?
Judith Garland.
So there was one season of Who Wants to Be a Millionaire with Jeremy Maggs in South Africa. Remember the and that was the final question. What is her name? What is her
What
real
are
name?
The options? Because if it's Who Wants to Be a Millionaire, I want at least four.
I can't give you the four options. But like, we'll give R100 anyway to get to start this process. But it's Baby Frances Gump. That was her full name.
Baby Frances Gump.
Really?
Yeah, Frances Gump. But they called her Baby Frances Gump.
Baby Gump.
That is what... she wasn't
and
the
then she went on to start the Baby Gump Shrimp Company.
Wow.
It is so bad.
That would have been my third guess.
Sure. You know, you're getting silly and silly as it goes. So, Vosa, where do you go next?
I'm going to the US in about 10 days' time, mm-hmm. Doing some collaborations, shooting a couple music videos. We also have a Carnegie Hall performance later in the year in the US. In
is that
New
another
York.
Bucket list thing?
Yeah,
tickle?
Well, I've played Carnegie Hall twice already.
Oh, okay.
So this is the third time.
It's old now.
No, it's just a beautiful experience. And so I got asked by... some friends, musical friends, to join them on a show at Carnegie Hall. So we're going to do some preparation for that as well. So I'm really looking forward to
that. You say that very humbly, but I'm sure your friends are like Herbie Hancock.
We're much more, you know, there are some amazing musicians that are not that well known.
Yeah,
and those are the people that I hang with.
But they're probably well known there.
They are, but you know, they're not world famous names, but they're fantastic musicians.
On the line, very, very big honor to have Chief Mandla Mandela, the head of the Madiba clan. How are you, Chief?
Very well, Shobam. How are you, Chubby?
I'm so good. I'm so happy to speak to you. What a big week. Utata would have been 100 years old. Hey? And I know, Chief, that you lived with him. We had the pleasure, Gareth and I, often to come to your home in Houghton, and Madiba would be walking in the garden. Well, you're the Madiba now. Utata would be walking in the garden. And, wow, what a big week and what a legacy.
Yeah, for us, it's really... days become a very emotional moment for us because we recall the experiences, the lessons drawn from this father of our nation and our global icon. He was such an inspiration to be around, and every moment was always a learning moment for us. And as we prepare for his centennial celebration, we are all excited to have learned firsthand from such an individual. And I think as a family and as South Africans and the people from the global community have a role to continue championing the ideals that Madiba represented.
Chief, I want to ask you this. What do you... The two of you had a very close, very intimate relationship. I think closer than most people could ever believe. What do you miss the most about him and being in your life?
I think most importantly, Tabi, would have been the guidance. You know, my grandfather has always been my source of inspiration. He's been always there for me through all times, particularly around challenging moments. He was forever there guiding us and ensuring that we are able to think things through. Those just grandfather and grandson moments, to sit and listen to his old stories, you know, Madiba would sit day after day telling us stories about his childhood in Mvezo and growing up in Kunu and in Mkagezweni. I became very fond of those stories of him sitting around the crawl at Mkhagezweni and listening to the elders debating and discussing issues of national importance to the Tembu Nation.
Sure, and that's amazing. You're looking back, you and your brothers lived in the house with him. It was weird because when Gareth and I used to pop past to say, how's it to watch movies with you, they would be Tata walking in the garden. It was incredible. But he fathered you, and he brought you guys up. And I think
my grandfather somewhat did play a fatherly role to us, but I wouldn't want to take away the role my father had bringing up the man I am today. Everything I own today or I am today is because of my father, Makhatule Wanika Mandela. But those are also lessons himself he received from his father, that being my grandfather. So the two of them are not inseparable in terms of the role that they have played in raising us. But when my father was in KwaZulu-Natal studying law, we had to be under the watch of my grandfather. And that's why in many years after my grandfather's release, we were staying in his house. It was that my father was still studying, and he eventually graduated and became an attorney.
An incredible legacy, an incredible life. What are some of the plans that you'll be doing for Madiba, for Tata, next week, the week of his 100th birthday, centenary?
Well, we are focusing as a family at his birthplace in Mvezo Komkhulu to have a celebration that will be befitting of this global icon. In the morning part, we will be doing some deliverables to the community that we live in. We are receiving 200 blankets and winter hats to give to the elderly citizens. That will be 100 women in honor of Mama Albertina Sisulu, as well as 100 males in honor of Madiba. That is coming from Alimda Foundation. We will also be handing out bicycles, 100 bicycles to students of this area where Madiba is from, which are coming from Tembekile Foundation as well as MTN. Those bicycles will go to the learners of the Makhatule Wanika Mandela Primary School, named after my father. We will also be opening a clinic, which is named after my grandfather's mother, Nosegeni Nongapi Mandela Clinic. That will now be able to provide primary health care to the community around Mvezo. We are receiving the Miss World delegation that will be led by Julia Moli, the current Miss World, and about four other former Miss Worlds that will be descending on Mvezo on a sanitary towel project that they are bringing to our community. They will be donating a machine of worth $50,000 that is coming from India, from Ankara, and that machine will then be able to produce sanitary towels for learners in this district of Mthatha. But once we are finished with those programs, where we will also be planting 100 trees from Trees for Africa, and the dignitaries then that will be coming will be given a tree to plant in Madiba's birthplace. Having done our 67 minutes initiative, we will then go to a formal ceremony where we are anticipating our former heads of state as well as our current president, His Excellency President Cyril Ramaphosa, to give an address about Madiba's legacy, what he's meant to South Africa, to Africa, and the global community. We are working jointly with the Universal Peace Federation from Korea, who are inviting a number of head of states and former head of states from Africa, religious leaders, traditional leaders, as well as members of parliament from the African continent to come and be able to celebrate and honor this father of our nation and the African statesman and our global icon, Nelson Rolihlahla Mandela.
Well, I'll tell you something. Bless you. Bless your family. I know, Dosa, that this hasn't been the easiest year for the loss of your grandmother. But our prayers are with you, and and his legacy lives through us all, and through the joy of our hearts and our kindness and our champion of the rights of those who are less fortunate and those we can help. I thank you for being with me, my dear friend. I have missed you.
Yeah, I've missed you too, my brother. It's been a long time.
It's been a while.
Next time I come in your side of the world, yeah, we must have lunch.
I can't wait. Bless you, Chief Mandla Mandela. Thank you. The head of the Madiba clan. And, of course, what an honor to have him with us. I want to thank Voter Kellerman. Thank you for joining us in studio.
Thank you so much.
What a great show. What a great show. Thank you very much, Daniel Geddes.
Thank you.
Don't forget to join with this phenomenal project. We'll talk about it. Thank you, Bianca van Veenhart. Thank you to you, Carolyn Steyn. Thank you to Daniel Richards. Thank you, Nathan Rowe.
Thank you, Alan Ford.
How cool has the show been?
So amazing.
Get ready for Madiba's birth next week. Hey, this has been the Unview on CliffCentral.com, where we are the thin, the rich, and the fabulous.
This is CliffCentral.com.